You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find.
He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Let's sing about it now. Well, our God is good. You know.
You believe that tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you think back to 2001, 9/11, 2000, I guess it was 2001, the Twin Towers, when they were attacked by the terrorists, and how people would stand on corners around the world and pray and give God thanks because it was no worse than what it was, and begin to cry out to the Lord. And you know, most people, God is a spare tire. That's all He is. He's a spare. When they don't need Him, when everything's running real smooth, He's put on the shelf somewhere. But I'm glad that I need Him every single minute of my life, and I realize that. Are you glad that you depend on Him every minute of your life? Somebody say, praise the Lord. I need Him every second of every day, don't you? Give Him a hand clap of praise if you love Him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, our God is good. You know He is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find.
Good just once in a while.
Oh, every day of our life.
He's good to us.
One more time if you believe it. Well, our God is good. You know
yes, He is.
He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, He is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole clap of praise. You believe it with all your heart tonight. He's good all the time. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of God tonight? Certainly hope that you've come to receive something. I believe the Lord's going to give us a great time in this service tonight. It's camp meeting every service we gather at here, and we thank the Lord for that too, don't we? Never want to take that for granted and never want Him to feel unwelcome, because without Him it's a mess. It's a mess. But if He'll come, He'll turn it into a wonderful event. Amen. Turn around, shake somebody's hand, greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in the house of God on Wednesday night. Play it, boys. It's sounding good. Brother Samuel.
Good to see you, buddy. God bless you. You know he is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find.
He's not good just once in a while.
Say it one more time like you believe it. Well,
God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time.
You can search the whole world over. Don't render bring your the Lord. Amen. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to let you be seated while we look at our prayer requests tonight. First of all, I want to say it's very, very good to see somebody in the service with us tonight that hasn't been here in a good while due to sickness. That's Brother Lynn Duggar. Brother Lynn, God bless you. I want you to know it's good to see you in service tonight. Praise the Lord. Been sick, not been able to be in service just due to being an anemic and real weak. And the Lord just, he's able to be in the service tonight. And I thank the Lord for that. Sister Teresa White says she's having some hearing problems. Would like for the church to help her pray that the Lord would be mindful of her. Sister Joanne Tessa says, please have the church pray for my grandson, Rusty. He has shingles. Most of all, pray for his salvation. We just commit that to the Lord tonight. Brother George Hamlin says to please pray for Sister Rachel. She is not feeling well, sick in body. Let's pray for her tonight. And an urgent and spoken prayer request. This person needs the help of the Lord in their life. Thank you and may God bless. We'll just commit that to the Lord tonight. I want to pray for Brother Wade Altland. He was admitted to the ER this afternoon for chest pain and high blood pressure. Also pray for Sister Anna. She's very worried and concerned. So let's pray for that family, Brother Wade in particular, that the Lord would be mindful of him. Brother Pinky Phillips says, please continue to pray for Sister Phyllis. She's in the rehab downstairs at Hillview Nursing Home in Elizabethan. She's still in a lot of pain, but is doing some better. So let's pray for her tonight. The Lord will give her a speedy recovery. Special unspoken prayer request for the Lawrence family. God knows all about that need. We'll just commit it unto the Lord. I want to pray for Brother Stan Petrick from South Africa, who was involved in a car accident and has 5 broken vertebrae in his lower back. Pray for a complete recovery. So let's remember that need tonight as we pray. Brother Paul Phillips sends this in, a friend of ours. Has a father that's dying of prostate cancer. She has been spending her days caring for him. All she asks is that he would give his heart to the Lord. Please pray that she sees her daddy saved and for strength for her during this time. Thank you so much. Brother Paul and Sister Simone sends that in. So we just commit that to the Lord tonight. Also, here's a prayer request for Arlen Wagner. Some of you remember Arlen from years gone by. He's in very serious condition in the hospital. Needs a touch from the Lord. Most of all, pray that the Lord would touch his soul and cause him to see his need of finding a Savior. Amen. Or maybe just pray for that need tonight, that family. I know they're concerned. Arlen always was just a great, great friend, and we'll just pray for him tonight. If you have an unspoken prayer request, something you'd like for this group to pray about, how many of you know God's able?
Amen.
You believe He's able? You believe He's more than able? He's more than able. Could we stand tonight? Brother David Swanson, would you come tonight, pray over these requests? Let's just commit these things unto the Lord. Love you, buddy. God bless you.
Let's bow our hearts to the Lord. Precious Lord Jesus, we again thank you, Lord, that we could come and gather tonight. It's such a privilege to come on Wednesday night and gather with the saints, Lord. We don't ever want to take it for granted. We're so thankful that you helped us, Lord. Thankful for all you do for us, Lord. We could go spend hours and hours and hours just going through all the things you help us with, the times you deliver us from sicknesses and from just one thing after another, and we just want to give you praise for everything, Lord. We know that you're an on-time God, that you care for us, that you're more than able, as Brother Louis said, and as we bring these requests to you, Lord, there are several having to do with salvation. Lord, I can't think of anything that's greater. I pray, Lord, that you just meet those needs, those souls that need saving. In our congregation here, too, that's our heart's cry, is that everyone here within the sound of my voice that hasn't given their heart to Jesus Christ, may they do so even tonight, Lord. Everyone here that hasn't been filled with the Holy Ghost, may they be filled with the Holy Ghost, dear Lord. For we cannot leave, Lord, until the last ones come in. May that be the burning desire in each one of our hearts, Lord. May the temporal things of this life, may they just not be so important. I know we have to work and have to do our jobs, but maybe it constantly be on our hearts. Is my family saved? Are the people I come in contact with at work? Am I being the type of Christian where I'm salty, that they would see the life of Jesus Christ in my life? That's the most important thing that I can think of, Lord. And for this service tonight, what you have on your mind for us, Lord, pray that you'd open our hearts to be able to receive, anoint us to be able to receive your word, Lord. Anoint the speaker, and we'll just be careful to give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother David. God bless you. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. You give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here tonight, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you. All those that are streaming the service tonight, we pray this service would be a blessing to them. Brother Bill Yance had meant to make this announcement when he was here the other night, and it slipped his mind. But he asked me if I'd announce this. They're having a meeting October the 4th. On, I guess that's Saturday week, a week from this coming Saturday. Brother Joseph Hammond from Murfreesboro is going to be in service on Saturday night at 6, Sunday morning at 10:30, and Sunday night at 5 o'clock. He said, I'm not expecting any of you to be there Saturday night or Sunday morning, but it'd sure be nice if you could come up for the Sunday evening service at 5 o'clock. Brother Joseph Hammond from Murfreesboro is going to be the speaker that weekend, so I told him that I'd announce that. So if you can go, I'm sure it'd be a blessing to those folks to see, and you might receive a blessing yourself. I believe you would. Amen. Let's sing a song tonight. I know what lies ahead, even though I don't have a clue what tomorrow holds, but I know what lies ahead. Great things lie ahead for you and I. Are you believing that tonight? Are you convinced that it's the truth? Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise tonight. This road ahead is straight and narrow. Oh, it was made by Christ that day at Calvary, but He suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains, valleys dark and low, but I safely reach my goal. Ahead, there's joy and gladness that's for my weary soul. Up ahead,
there's
peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. I'll be at home with Jesus.
Though so often this road gets rough and rocky,
oh, still I know what lies ahead.
While on this road I get so weary, and often my feet will stray.
That's right.
gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me find my way.
As I climb each hill
and cross each valley by His hand, I'm being led.
Aren't you glad about it?
But I won't look back. I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies ahead.
Ahead, there's joy and gladness, rest for my weary soul. Up
ahead,
there's peace and content. Everybody will be happy and whole.
And often my feet went astray, but a gentle hand still leads me onward. He helps me find my way. As I climb each hill and cross each valley by His hand, I'm being led. But I won't look back. I'm gonna keep right on walking, 'cause I know what lies
ahead.
Ahead,
there's joy and gladness, and rest for my weary soul.
Ahead,
there's peace and contentment. Everybody would be happy and whole. I'll be at home with Jesus. Tears will never be shed.
Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though so often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead.
Oh, aren't you glad you know? That you know, that you know. Aren't you glad you're convinced that it's the truth? Give Him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. Sometimes hallelujah. Sometimes it's praise the Lord. Brother Darrell Ward's going to be speaking for us tonight. I know he's got something from the Lord, and I believe he'll deliver it if we just want to receive it, right? We're going to sing this little chorus. Brother Harry's going to give us a special, and then we'll go right on into the service. Sometimes it's hallelujah, it's a runaway. Sometimes it's weeping and wailing before the Lord, and your soul just crying out to God. I like it all, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing this tonight, if you will. Sometimes hallelujah. Sometimes praise the Lord. Sometimes gently singing, our hearts in one accord. Oh, sometimes, hallelujah. Sometimes it's praise the Lord. Sometimes gently sing, our hearts in one accord.
Oh, let us lift our voices up to the sky and start to sing. Oh, let us now return Father's love. Let our praises
ring. Oh, with all your heart. Oh, sometimes it's hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes
The Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your participation tonight. You can be seated. Brother Harry, God bless you as you sing for us. Brother Darrell will be coming to speak just in a minute.
Help me sing this song.
Lord, without you, I couldn't face each morning, and without you, I couldn't sleep in peace each night. Lord, without you, I couldn't go on another moment. There's no use going on without you by my side. 'Cause Lord, you are everything to me. Yes, Lord. A desert in need of water, like a sailor in need of the sea. I was a story in need of an author. Oh Lord, Lord, I need you always with me. 'Cause Lord, you are everything to me. Thing to me. everything to me. Yes, Lord, you are everything to me.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Amen. What a wonderful attitude that is, to be able to feel that way about the Lord Jesus. As Brother Louis said earlier, some people, you know, he's just a spare tire, just somebody to call on when they have a need or when they have a trouble or when they're falling, you know, they'll call on him, and then when they grab a nail, never mind, Lord, I found a nail, you know. But to have that kind of attitude that he means everything to you. Amen. And friends, we're coming down to that right now. If you're not there yet, the situations and things that are happening across the world and in this nation will drive you to that place, friends, that we'll realize that the only thing we need and the only thing that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he would raise up a standard against it. Amen. And I believe the standard of this hour is not just a quote book, it's not just a tape, but it's a people that the Word has been made flesh in. Hallelujah. And that will make him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not just the same when Brother Branham was here, but because you're here on the scene in this hour, taking the promised word for this day and causing it to manifest. Amen. It's exactly right, friends. To know that we come from God, we go back to God. We was in God's mind before the foundation of the world. That's what the Word says about us. Amen. Amen. We spend so much time talking about our faults and our failures and our negative, but if we could ever say what the Word says about us, friends. Amen. The Word says we're a winner. Amen. The Word says we're an overcomer. Amen. Well, brother, I don't want no trials. I don't want no troubles. I don't want no bad. Then how can you overcome, friends? Amen. Amen. But God placed these things in life knowing that there's not a trial. Oh, God, it makes me so happy to know there's not a trial. There's not a situation. There's not a circumstance that'll ever destroy this bride. Amen. Amen. Then the trials and the troubles of life is not to destroy us, but they are to mold us. Amen. Into a character that is fit to reign. Amen. Hallelujah. Sons and daughters of God. Well, brother, I don't feel that. We should be on emotions. We should be mature enough. It's not based on my feelings, but it's based on thus saith the Word of God. Amen. That's the promise of the hour, friends. That's who Jesus knew. He had perfect faith because he knew who he was in the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. He did what he did. Brother Ben said he never healed the sick to show his power. He healed the sick to fulfill Scripture. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We do what we do because the Word said we would do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that's not what I'm preaching on, but maybe I should. Amen. God bless you richly. Certainly good to see each of you. Appreciate all the little birthday cards and the comments. And yesterday was my birthday. I turned 55. And oh, Lord. I know to some of you I'm an old man, and to some of you I'm still just a spring chicken. But I'm 55 nonetheless, you know. But we're certainly glad we was able to get up this morning and know we was up. Amen. And it's good to be here. Praise God. God richly bless you. If you have your Bibles, turn with us tonight to the book of Matthew. We want to read from Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. And while you're turning there, thank you, Brother Louis. Appreciate you, buddy. While you're turning there, I want to read this quote to base off of what we want to look at tonight, if the Lord will just help us for just a few minutes. I want to kind of take it a little bit slow and look at some of these things, because we was actually going to go in another direction, been studying on it for several days. I was going to, well, we won't tell you what we're going to preach on. Maybe we will some other time. But anyway, we just kind of got to looking and we felt led to go this way. And I trust before the service is over, you'll be glad that we chose to go this way. And this is the leadership of the Lord. But I want to speak to you tonight on attitude. Amen. Well, hang on. Let me go to that other one. Amen. But I want to look at tonight that attitude determines altitude. Amen. Now listen to this quote here. Brother Bim said, a woman, now this woman's standing in the prayer line. Now Brother Bim said, Jesus Christ is here. Jesus Christ healed the woman. She can go home now and be happy now, see? Why? Just because now you're going to be well. Jesus Christ, you're going to be well. Now here's why. Because you come in the right attitude. Listen to this quote. No one ever come to Christ in the right attitude, but what went away with what they asked for. No one. I said no one. Huh? They didn't say, well, this one's got cancer, this one's got cataracts, this one. No one ever come to Jesus Christ in the right attitude. But they got what they came for. Why? Because their attitude was right. Amen. Now let's read Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now here's what she done. Then came she and worshipped him. She asked him, my daughter's got a devil. I need help. And he never even answered her. And the disciples said, would you do something with this woman? And he said, I've not even come to you, but I've come to the lost sheep of Israel. And now here's her attitude. She came and worshipped him and said, Lord, help me. She never came acknowledging my son of David because she had no claim to him as son of David. But when she spoke in the rightful position of who he was to her, when she said, Lord, help me. Amen. Her attitude turned him around. Now, many people, they come to Jesus, they want him as their Savior. And they want him as their deliverer. But they don't want him as their Lord. But we must come to him in the right attitude, giving him proper position. Not just our healer, not just our Savior, not just our spare tire, but he is our Lord. Amen. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, that's nothing but the truth. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole that very hour. Now let me tell you, when your daughter is grievously sick and Jesus comes and makes her whole, let me tell you from experience, it's a happy time at the house. Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight. Amen. Heavenly Father, thy word is true. In the name of Jesus Christ, I surrender myself and this congregation into thy hands tonight, Lord. Do wonderful things among us, we pray. For thou art our God, and beside thee there is none other. Lord, may our sick be healed tonight. May the discouraged be encouraged, Lord. May those that are lacking tonight, may they leave God filled. Lord, may our hearts be burned within us, because the King is in the camp and has ministered to us tonight. Bless your children, Lord. Tonight we pray, bless the ministers all around the world. Bless Brother Donnie, Lord, trying to rest a few days. Just be with him, Lord, we pray. Lord, we just commit the service into your hands now for your glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says,
amen.
God bless you, saints. You may be seated. Amen. Now listen to this quote. It's a powerful quote. I'm going to quote a little bit tonight. I trust it won't bother you. But listen, brethren, it says, I am positive sure. You reckon he is? I am positive sure this morning, if men and women could only get into the position, if they could only get into the position where their soul their thinking and their attitudes would be perfect in the sight of God. It would be one of the most powerful churches that ever existed. Did you hear what he said? I am positive sure this morning. I am convinced this morning that if people could get their thinking and their souls and their attitudes perfect in the sight of God, it would be one of the greatest churches. But do you understand tonight this quote that the prophet gave us? And I believe it's true tonight. Everything he said here is attainable to us. He never said, I'm convinced if a church could raise $10 million, it would be one of the greatest churches. Well, we probably couldn't do that. But here's something he said, that the church would, how many wants that kind of church? That we would be one of the most powerful churches that ever existed. How could we possibly be one of the most powerful churches that ever existed? It would be if our thinking, if our souls, and if our attitudes would be perfect in the sight of God. Huh? Like a ship coming into harbor. He'll line up those lights. And those lights will guide him into position. If we want to be one of the most powerful churches, and I don't know about you, friends, I want to be that. Amen. I'm tired of just talking about it. I want to see it work. Amen. If we could line up our souls and our thinking and our attitude. That we might be perfect in the sight of God. Coming into a position to be one of the most powerful churches that ever existed. Now we spend so much thought and so much time on the soul. And we should. For the soul is important. It must be sealed. Huh? So the soul is important, absolutely. We talk about the greatest battle ever fought. Our thinking must be important. We must think the right thoughts. And we must learn to between God's thoughts and Satan's thoughts. So the battle in the mind, is it important? Absolutely. It's so important the prophet preached a message on it. Is the soul important? Absolutely. But he also, there's another part of the equation. He also said, our attitude. Amen. Now here's about when a lot of you will quit amening me. Come on. But our attitude tonight is just as important. Should we pay attention to the soul? Absolutely. Pay attention to our thinking? Absolutely. But also, our attitudes must be perfect in the sight of God. Huh? Now listen to this. I've never heard a better explanation of attitude in my life than this right here. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than the facts. It's more important than the past. Then education, then money, then circumstances, then failures, then successes. Attitude is more important than successes. It's more important than what other people think or say or do. Attitude is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. The remarkable thing is you have a choice every day. Regarding the attitude you will embrace for that day. Every day we have the privilege to present to the world the right attitude. Amen. I can't affect your attitude. You'll blame it on me. But only you can affect your attitude. There goes a few amens, but that's all right. You have a choice every day regarding the attitude you'll embrace for that day. We cannot change the past. Then why do you dwell on it? It happened. It happened. Let's move on. It happened. We cannot change the fact that people will act a certain way. God knows that's the truth. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play the one string we have. And that is our attitude. I am convinced that life, listen to this. I am convinced that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Bad things happen to people. Good things happen to people. Things happen. But what happens is not as important as my attitude to what happens. Some person gets done wrong one time, they can never forgive. You know why? They've got an attitude problem. Some people can only hear certain preachers preach. You know why? They've got an attitude problem. The fact, friends. That's the truth. That's simply the truth. If a fence post is preaching the word of God and it's the truth, we ought to be able to amen the word. You know why we can't? Attitude. Thank you, Lord. I'm convinced that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how I react to it. And so is it with you. You are in charge of your attitude. I want you to listen to this right here. Listen to this. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. The man with the right mental attitude, there is absolutely nothing that can stop that man from achieving his goal. Not because he's strong, not because he's smart, just because of his attitude. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. And nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. In fact, there's only one disability in the whole world, and that's attitude. Those people with no legs run marathons. Those people with arthritis can't come to church because of attitude. It's truth, friends. That's simply the truth. You know who said that? Thomas Jefferson, third president of the United States of America. My God, give us another Thomas Jefferson. But sometimes, are you still with me? Sometimes, well, I guess you ain't. Don't leave me now. Sometimes where we have the greatest problem is our attitude. Our attitude towards the Word, our attitude towards God, and our attitude towards each other. No problem coming to church. No problem paying our tithes. No problem saying amen. But an attitude about someone that goes to church. I was going to preach on the cricket and the pearl. Maybe I should have. But listen to this. I take it to myself and before God as my judge. I put it in the gospel work yonder. So I know that one day I'll have to give an account for my stewardship. It's given correctly. That's exactly right. Because I realize as I treat the people, I'm treating God. Just my attitude towards you is my attitude towards Christ. Your attitude towards me. Now this is the prophet's quote. Your attitude towards me is your attitude towards Christ. So we say we love Christ with all of our heart, but we can't stand our brother. There's something wrong with the equation according to the quote. So how I treat you is how I would treat Jesus if he was sitting right there where Brother Wes is. And guess what? He is. He is sitting right here. Come on, somebody. You know that's right. He's in his people now. He is in his people now. You know, if I could see Jesus, he's sitting right beside you. A little while the world see me no more, but ye shall see me. I'll be with you even in you. Huh? It's your attitude towards things. Don't condemn others. If they do wrong, be good to them anyhow. Just look over those things. Because God has to look over a whole lot. For you. Now ain't that something? If we mess up, we want everybody to forgive us. We want God to forgive us. Everybody to forgive us. Brother Donnie forgive us. Everybody forgive us. But if somebody does us wrong, we hold it for years. Can't even come to church because somebody done their family wrong. Hello? But why is it that we want God to forgive us? And God knows we need forgiveness. Because God has to look over a whole lot. For you. And for me. That's right. God help us to have the attitude. Always in our hearts. God help us to have that attitude always in our hearts. You pray for me that I'll never look upon the people like that no more. No matter what they're doing. I will always look upon them that they're creatures of God. That God sent his son to take their place. And me as a minister, I am grateful that he forgave me. And I want him to forgive them also. That's the way we should do it. Because that's the right attitude. Now remember, well, Brother Darren, my soul is sealed. My thinking is right. But what about our attitude? It takes those three things perfect in the sight of God. It will be one of the greatest churches, the most powerful church that ever existed. If we can line those three things up in our lives. Huh? You know, I heard Brother Tim Pruitt say one time, until you're ready for God to bless your brother, you're not ready for God to bless you. Probably the most powerful things I ever heard Brother Tim Pruitt say. But it's true. It's true. It's true for the ministry. Brother Terry, until I'm ready for God to bless your ministry, I'm not ready for God to bless my ministry. Brother Gene, until I'm ready for God to bless you, I'm not ready for God to bless me. Glory. Glory to God. Now there are good attitudes and there are bad attitudes. The right attitude, is what brings results. Not fancy prayers. If you say, yes, yes, I believe it. But then, I don't know now. That's not the right attitude. Now we say, I believe it. God's a healer. I believe God's a healer. Will he heal you? Well, now I don't know. Then our attitude is wrong. That's not the right attitude. Yes, yes, I believe it. But I don't know now. That's not the right attitude. The right attitude is to receive it and say, it's thus saith the Lord. Then it's right. That's the right attitude. To say, God said it, I believe it. Circumstances, situation has nothing to do with it. God said it, I believe it. That's the right attitude. Now, if I told you, I have a $20 bill right here in my left pocket, and all you got to do if you want it is get up and come and get it. Now, you may believe that I've got a $20 bill in my pocket. But then again, I may not have. But if you believe that I would be honest with you and tell you the truth, the right attitude would say, if he's got a $20 bill and the first person comes and gets it, it belongs to them. Amen. If you had the right attitude, you would just get up and come and get it. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. No arguing. Well, I'm afraid I'll get embarrassed. Right. I'm afraid I'll get embarrassed. I'm afraid somebody might say, but if you've got the right attitude. George, you got $20 I can borrow. That's exactly how it works. That's exactly how it works. God says it and you believe it and you act on it. God said he's my healer and then I'm healed. Bottom line, no symptoms, no signs, nothing. I am healed because God said I'm healed. But so-and-so said they believed and they died. That's between them and God. That's got nothing to do with you. Sometimes it's just your time to go. Huh? He believed. He acted on his belief. He got my $20. Now, in all honesty, I told Brother Seth before service tonight. Oh, you're saying. He done knew you had the $20. Well, excuse me. You done know God's a healer. Hello? Yeah, but you told him beforehand. You told him beforehand. God told you before the foundation of the world. He's done told us, I'm your healer. It's just the same thing, friends. He believed the report. Huh? Well, Steph, see me after church now. Should have used the five, Brother Terry. Listen, we've been talking about a woman wanting a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So let me explain something to you, for instance. If a woman gets married and she's afraid she's not going to have a baby, she won't have it. No. But let her go and adopt a baby. Then she'll have one. Yeah. Now the book shows that's 9 out of 10 will do that. Why? It sets her body in the right emotion. Now you see, ask your doctor if that's not right. Why? It puts her in the right attitude. By adopting a baby, it puts her in the right attitude. Why? Because she is a mother to begin with. And when she takes that baby, she begins acting what she is. And that is a mother. It puts her in the right attitude. If you're sick tonight, if you could only adopt the seed of the word that says, by his stripes, you're healed. And adopt that word seed. If we
we could take, like a woman would take a baby and adopt it, if we could take the promise of the word concerning salvation, concerning the Holy Ghost, concerning healing, and adopt it as a woman would adopt a baby, it would change our emotions. It would change our attitudes. If we could only adopt the seed of the word that says by our stripes we're healed, and let that adopted seed of the word change your body into the right emotion, to put you into the right attitude. And so is it with the preaching of the word. The preaching of the word is set to produce among the people the right emotion, to bring the people into the right attitude. But Ben said, if I'm going to deal with salvation, I'll take a message and preach on salvation and create an atmosphere. If I'm going to have a prayer line, I'll take a thought and preach on healing to create an atmosphere. Amen. 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 To set the people into the right attitude. Because remember now, if our souls and our thinking and our attitudes are perfect before God, we will be one of the most powerful churches that's ever existed. A positive attitude brings positive results. And a negative attitude brings negative results. Some people, you get around them, they're never well. They never feel good. You just get to the point you quit asking. You already know the answer. But they take that and create with their attitude. Maybe something bad's happened to them. Maybe they suffered a great tragedy or a great disappointment in life. And that has scarred them and moved them into the real. That they reflect that through their feelings. And they never feel good. And it creates around them a negative atmosphere that you don't even want to be around. And then they say, nobody likes me. Nobody comes around me. It's because you have created that with your attitude. Because I want you to remember, attitude sets the atmosphere. Your altitude is based on your attitude. Some people believe only the pastor can ever help them. That's why anytime anybody else preaches, they never get nothing from church. Because their attitude is wrong. God help me tonight. Oh, God is my prayer. Wake the church up again. The old-fashioned all-night prayer meetings. Been a while since we had one of them, huh? Wake the people up to a spiritual atmosphere. It takes that. It takes that to bring the children into the kingdom. It takes the atmosphere. Right this night while you're sitting here, if the right atmosphere would take place, this entire group would be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Every sick person would be made well. It's the atmosphere that does it. You can take a hen egg and put it in an incubator and keep the atmosphere right. It'll hatch a chicken. It won't hatch an incubator. It'll hatch a chicken. The incubator just created the atmosphere. It's the atmosphere that counts. Put a chicken egg under a dog, it'll hatch a chicken. It's the atmosphere. And that's what it takes today for the church. It's not so much a starchy creed theology, but the Spirit of the living God pouring down upon His people to bring a spiritual atmosphere. Not one saying, I believe this one, and another one saying, I believe it's that. That's hard for the Holy Spirit to work in. It's hard for the Holy Spirit to work in when we have different kinds of attitudes. Because a lot of times our thinking is really based on our attitude. Amen. Amen. The wrong attitude. Sometimes wrong attitudes are developed by misunderstandings. Man raises up higher and sees something coming. And they seem like it's coming more and more into the churches. That when you raise up and say something against it, then they condemn you for it, see? You can see it coming. You can see it coming. But when they speak against it, somebody misunderstands it. And sometimes women misunderstand it. And sometimes men misunderstand it. And they take the wrong attitude. When the preacher preaches on women not cutting their hair, women dressing decent, sometimes they misunderstand. And they think you're just picking on them and they create an attitude. Somebody said, I know a Catholic boy. The one time he had a prayer book saying prayers for his mother to live. She was real sick. He got a prayer book out. He began as a good Catholic. He began to pray this prayer book. And she died. And he threw the prayer book in the fire. Somebody said, well, I don't go for a prayer book, see. But anyhow, see. He threw it in the fire. You know why? He took the wrong attitude. You're trying to tell God what to do. We sing, not my will, Lord, let thy will be done. But sometimes your will and God's will is a long way off. And sometimes we get the wrong attitude because we want it our way. You take the wrong attitude, you're trying to tell God what to do. Prayer should be, Lord, change me to fit your word. Not change the word to fit my mind. You change my mind, Lord, to fit your word. That's prayer with the right attitude, Brother West. Because I promise you, friends, God don't make no mistakes. God takes who he wants to take. He leaves who he wants to leave. Do you know if you study impact collisions? You study it out. I did. That was Jessica's accident. I looked through some of these things and stuff. I wanted to learn. I wanted to know. And do you know scientifically Jessica should have been killed instead of Rachel? Because Jessica was between Homer and Rachel. Rachel was at the end. And the impact, the waves of the impact traveling through the car, it struck Brother Homer first. It struck Jessica second. And it struck Rachel last. And Rachel being the furthest from the point of impact should have lived. But she died. And Jessica lived. Now, did God make a mistake? Did God love me more than he loved Sister Aretha? Absolutely not, friends. It's God's sovereignty. He needed Brother Homer, Sister Rachel. He said Jessica could come later. That's God's choosing, friends. Are you with me tonight? We try to tell God what to do. Well, God, it would have been much better if you'd done this. God knows what he's doing. You change my mind to your will. Your will's written here in the word, Lord. Don't let me go until my mind is set like your mind. And when my mind is set like your mind, then I'll believe every word you wrote. And you said in there that you would make everything work together for good to them that love you. And I love you, Lord. And it's all working together for the good. But Brother Dow, I don't understand why. I don't understand this. I don't understand that. Sometimes he never asks us to understand. He just asks us to trust him. And if we can trust him, there comes grace. I tell you, I know that for a fact. When you can trust God, there comes a rest. I'm telling you, he will put you in places in your life to where there's nothing else to do, Brother Skip, but trust God. Amen. Right attitudes. Right attitudes. I want to speak a moment or two on the word of expectation. We always get what we expect. When people expect anything, well then, they usually get what you're looking for. Usually get what you look for. It's the mental attitude that you have. Remember this and never forget it. Huh? Look at your neighbor and say, don't never forget this. Don't forget this. Never forget it. The right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass.
Amen.
The right mental attitude towards any promise of God. Listen to this quote, Brother Terry. Listen to this. It doesn't take gifts of healing to heal sick people. How many times have we got that in our mind that only Brother Branham's ministry had a gift of healing? It does not take gifts of healing to heal people. Well, if only Brother Branham was here, if only Brother... It does not take gifts of healing to heal people. It doesn't take gifts of healing to heal sick people. Any person in here. Well, where in the world are the rest of you at? Think of it, friends. Any person in here has a right to meet Satan anywhere if you're a Christian. And defeat him. Do you hear that, Brother West? We don't just have a right to meet him, but we have the right to defeat him. Every believer, every Christian has a right, Brother Charlie, to meet him and defeat him. That means mother, that means daddy, that means brother, that means sister, that means old, that means young, that means everybody. These signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? I wonder if I had another $20 bill in my pocket. Would you come up now? You come with the right kind of approach to God. If you come selfish, if you come with any other approach, but the right mental attitude towards God or any divine gift, you'll never receive benefits from it. You've got to come with your surrendered all to God. The right mental attitude towards God or any divine gift, you'll never receive any benefits from it. You've got to come with your surrendered all to God. Think of that, friends. To come with the right mental attitude. I was in Romania a few years ago. Perhaps I've told the story, if I have, forgive me, but it just came on my mind. There was a young gypsy girl there. She walked with a crutch. Her legs swung when she walked. She'd have to stop it with her hand. Brother Kenny Capps was preaching the morning services. I had the night services. She come to the altar on a Friday night. Of course, through an interpreter. She said, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I felt sorry for her. I did. My heart went out to her. Yeah. And I told her, I said, sis, she's trying to get down, Brother Terry, on her knees. I said, you don't have to get on your knees. The altar's in your heart. Amen. You can accept him right there where you stand. But you know, Brother Skip, that wasn't good enough. She worked that leg till she got down on her knees. You know why? She had the right attitude. She worked that leg till she got down on her knees and repented of her sins. On Saturday morning, we had a water baptismal service down at the river, ice cold, rushing water. That young girl with that crutch went out into that river and was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And she come back to the altar on Saturday night. And she said, Brother Darrell, I want God to heal my leg.
Amen.
She said, I want to be a wife. I want to have a husband who would marry me like this. I said, you know what I'd do if I was you, sis? I said, I'd quit asking God for my healing. And I'd start thanking him. I said, you take this handkerchief right here, you put it under your pillow. I said, you write it on the mirror in your bathroom, thank God for healing my leg. I said, every morning when you get up, you thank God for healing your leg. Every night when you go to bed, you thank God for healing your leg. Every time you go to service, you stand up and say, I want to testify. I want to thank God for healing my leg. And I said, when God heals your leg, you send a handkerchief back to me as a testimony. Several years went by, a brother in this church came up to me and said, Brother Darrell, I was in a chat room, got to talking to a girl. Said, she's been trying to find you. Said, can I give her your email? I said, sure, brother, that'll be fine. So I get this email from a girl whose name was Christina. She said, Brother Darrell, I've been trying to find you.
Amen.
She said, I did what you told me to do. She said, I went everywhere testifying of it. Said, even my mama set me down and said, why don't you quit? You're embarrassing the family. You ain't no better. Your leg ain't no better. Why don't you just quit? She said, but I didn't quit, Brother Darrell. I kept testifying. I kept thanking God for my healing. Like a woman adopting a baby, she adopted that healing.
Amen.
She said, Brother, I was in a young people's meeting. Said, I stood up to testify. Said, I want to thank God for healing my leg. Said, about that time, said, my leg popped.
She said, I walked out of the church.
I was in the Ohio youth camp, which is over in Indiana now. I was in the BYC youth camp this year, and a brother come up to me and said, are you Brother Darrell Ward? I said, yes, I am. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, I've been trying to find you, so I want to tell you something. I said, yes, sir. He said, there's a girl in Romania by the name of Christina. I said, yes, sir, I know. I said, ain't it wonderful what God done for her? I said, oh, Brother Darrell, it's so wonderful what God done for her. I said, but what I want to tell you, I was in the meeting. And said, when she stood up and said, I want to thank God for healing my leg. Said, Brother Darrell, I watched her leg grow out. Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because the right mental attitude towards any promise of God's word will bring that promise to pass. Amen. You got to come with the right approach. King Joash, he heard that Elisha was sick. He was on his deathbed and he went down to see him. The prophet of God said he went down there. He had respect for the prophet. He walked over and said, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He walked down there with respect. He wept over him. And because he came and approached him reverently, God respected him. He fell on over that prophet. He said, oh, prophet Elisha, let me tell you, you are worth more to Israel than all the horses and the chariots thereof. You are worth more to us than all of our horses, all of our chariots, all of our horsemen. You are more important. And let me say tonight, friend, the Holy Spirit working among us is more important than all of our wealth, all of our fine pews, all of our nice cars, all of our nice clothes. God of God in our midst. It's worth more, friend. It's worth more than anything. Do respect the Holy Spirit. Do respect the move of God. To want it more than anything. To want it more than anything. He had respect. Because that one man humbled himself and come before God. God had respect to him. This woman, we read the scripture about tonight. Says, it's not right. Jesus says, it's not right for me to take the children's bread and feed it to you dogs. Whew. Oh my. I'll tell you right now, I've been preaching probably 20 some years. I think 25 years, 26 years, something like that, evangelizing on the field. There's no way I'd ever stand before a congregation and call them a bunch of dogs. Maybe if the car was running, I might. I don't. But Ben said, what would you have said if he called you a dog? Think of it. He said, I'll just join the next church. I'll just leave. I'll go somewhere else. But not her. Not her. She knew who she was talking to. She said, Lord, that's nothing but the truth. That's right, Lord. You're so right in that. But the dogs were willing to eat the crumbs that falls under the master's table. She was so willing, Brother West, to humble herself down. Let me tell you something, friends. We all need help. We all have problems in our life. I don't care who you are. I don't care how spiritual you are. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you fast. We all need help from God. And sometimes all we need to do is just humble ourselves down. Listen, friends, I've been in this church since I was a little boy. When my feet wouldn't touch the pew, but touch the floor, I sat here in this building or the building over there. Even when we was in the basement over there before they ever built the upstairs. You remember those days, Brother Jim? I was here as a little boy, and some of you, I have never in all my years of Happy Valley I've ever seen you come to the altar one time to say, God, I need help. We can come with the right attitude to humble ourselves down to say, Lord, I need help. There's things, Lord, I don't understand. Oh, Lord, hang on. The dogs, Lord. That's true what you said. But even the dogs eat the crumbs that falls from the master's table. And Jesus turned around. I ain't found faith like it. What faith? What an attitude! That got him, the prophet said. That was it. That's what he's waiting for you to do. Is humble yourself into such a place. That no matter how God sends it to you. No matter how God sends it to you. If you're healed instantly, if you're healed by degrees, if you're put off like Abraham was for 25 years waiting for the promise, but instead of getting weak, he got stronger. To humble ourselves down to such a place that no matter what God wants to do, if God wants to heal me instantly, if God wants to heal me by degrees, if God wants me to wait 25 years, have the right attitude, God. You know more about it than I know about myself. But there's one thing I know, God. You are a healer. And time and situation and doctor's reports and MRIs and CT scans will never change the fact that you are a healer. Excuse me. Just so you know, just to know that God promised it and you accept it for yourself and it's got to come to pass. Yes, sir. Abraham said, it's just what I was trying to do to that woman was to get her in the right mental attitude. And if I got her in the right mental attitude, she wouldn't even have to be prayed for. The right mental attitude towards any promise of God will bring it to pass. Do you believe that? The right mental attitude towards any divine or promise of God will bring it to pass. I don't care what it is. If you can get the right mental attitude towards the promise, for His promise, every word of God, Jesus said, the word is a seed. And if you can take the promise word seed into your heart like a woman would adopt a baby and take that into your heart and let it change your emotions and let it change your attitude. Amen. If you could just take them seeds into your heart, no matter what it is for God, God will honor it. He'll bring it forth just exactly what it's promised to do. Why? It is a seed, and the life is in the seed, and it must bring the promise to maturity. Excuse me. It says, bypass wisdom is. Look. Look here just a moment now. Look at the woman with the blood issue. She done spent all of her money with the doctors. And when she spent all of her money with the doctors then told her, we can't help you. I wonder why they didn't tell her that at the beginning. But when the insurance ran out, and then they couldn't help her no more. Amen. Well, Brother Darrell, my doctor said, sometimes your doctor says too much. Or he don't say enough. Come on, somebody. I worked with doctors for a long time. I did thousands of operations standing beside doctors. And I tell you right now, doctors bury their mistakes. I believe in doctors. I believe in surgery. I believe in all that stuff. But when the doctors say there's nothing else they can do, it's just a greater miracle for my God. I said it's a greater opportunity for my God to show you just how powerful He is. Every time the doctor said, Jessica couldn't do this, Jessica can't do that, Jessica will never do that, Jessica will never do that. Every time they said she couldn't, God said she could. It got to the place, Brother Keith, I said, tell me something else. Tell me something else. They say she can't do. Because my God can do anything. My God is greater than them all. My God is greater than them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The crowd was screaming, the prophet said. Some of them was for him. Some of them was against him. But look at her reproach. Look at her approach to get him. She didn't get up in his face. She didn't get him and say, nah, see here. I hear you're a healer. Let me see what you can do. Her attitude towards God's gift. She humbled herself down to touch the hem of his garment. I'm not even worried to look him in the face. I'm not even worried to stand beside him. Just let me kneel down and touch his garment. If I could just touch his garment, that's all I need. That's all I need, Brother Wes. He don't need to hug my neck. He don't need to shake my hand. He don't need to call my name. Hello. He don't need to tell me where I live. Just let me touch him. She humbled herself down. Her attitude was right. Some of the most arrogant people you ever meet is message people. Oh God. God knows my heart. I don't ever want to be like it. What are we anyway, Brother Terry? What are we but what God would make us? She understood he was a prophet. She understood it. She touched the garment. She felt virtue. She felt strength. Now watch. Her attitude towards the prophet. She recognized him as a prophet, Brother Jerry. And she respected the office. Should we respect the pastor? Absolutely. Should we respect the song leader? Should we skip? Let me try that again. Should we respect the trustee? The deacon? Mama? Daddy? Should we respect our wives? Oh, well, surely I thought the sisters would amen that. You see what I mean, friends? Not just respect one. She respected his office. She respected his position. But God help us to come with the right attitude. Not just to respect God. Not just to respect the prophet. Not just respect Brother Donnie. But to respect each other. She humbled herself down and touched his garment. And she felt virtue. She recognized him as a prophet. But a Roman soldier put a rag over his face and his eyes and struck him on the head to tell us who hit you. And we believe We believe you're a prophet. We heard you're a prophet. Tell us. Tell us who hit you. Prophet. Both of them acknowledged him as a prophet. One touched the hem of his garment. The other smacked him in the head. He felt no virtue. He felt no virtue. She felt virtue. When she touched his garment, she felt virtue. Now here's another human being who touched the same person. She just touched his garment. This man actually touched the man. He actually touched the body. But he felt no virtue. You know why? Their approach. Their attitude. Her attitude was right. His attitude was wrong. It's the attitude you take towards it. Both of them identified him as a prophet. But the difference was their attitude.
Amen.
Where did that Roman soldier's attitude come from? From the people he hung around with.
Amen.
Huh? He just did and acted and believed what they did and acted and believed. Choose your friends carefully.
Amen.
Any friend want to take you away from God? Ain't your friend, young people.
Amen.
Brother Darrell, I ain't got no friends. If I walk away from him, I won't have no friends. Jesus be your friend.
Yes, sir.
I remember I walked into that room, a bunch of boys I used to hang out with when I got out of the army. I walked in there in December after I gave my heart to the Lord. He had to almost crawl in the room. There's so much smoke in the room. And I went in there and I told them, I said, boys, I want to tell you, I found Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I got saved. They said, let me tell you what God can do for you. Oh, Brother Wes, they laughed at me so hard my ears burnt. When I went out that door to get in my car, I could still hear them boys laughing at me, making fun of me. And I don't mind tell you, I was 21 year old. I shut that car door. My feelings was hurt. And I sit there with tears in my eyes. One of the sweetest voices. Spoke to my heart. It wasn't an audible voice, but something just spoke to my heart. Said, I'll be your friend. Brother Brad, I walked away from every friend I thought I had. But you know, when I'd done that for Jesus, you know what Jesus done? He gave me friends all over the world. Amen.
Amen. That's true.
The right attitude, friends. The right attitude towards any little scripture will bring the promise to pass. Just a little piece of scripture. Just the teeny little 1-inch square on a piece of paper. John 3:16. Yet the right attitude taken out of that scripture will change your eternal destination. You've seen those little books. People leave them in the bathroom in different places. I remember one time, I don't know where we was at, but Jessica was with me. Allie was walking with Cheryl. Jessica was walking with me. I can't remember where we was at. It was somewhere, and there was people there passing out Christian tracts. And they had these little books, Where Will You Spend Eternity? And they was passing them. Everybody went by, they was giving them a book. I took it out of respect. I put it in my pocket. But we got to walking up through there. And everywhere I looked was those little books laying on the ground. People throw them here. People throw them there. They was on bushes. They was in the ditch. They was on the road. They was in yards. And I told Jessica, I said, it looks like people don't care whether they go to heaven or hell. Their attitude towards that little piece of scripture. They'll answer that one day, Brother Terry. They'll answer that one day. Do you love him? The people's morals, friends. Just in the days of Lot, women were so low in their morals until they was not used as women should be used. But they were perverted until it becomes so common that women become so common that men lived with men. The natural perversion from the sex cells had changed its position because the women had become so cheap. The morals of religious systems have gotten so low
People's attitudes towards the word has been cheapened by what they see people who claim to be Holy Ghost filled people wear. The morals, listen, the morals of religious system has gotten so low that people's attitude towards the word has been cheapened by what they see. Their attitude becomes wrong on God's word. Listen, sisters, don't be ashamed to wear your long dress. Don't see how short you can wear it and get by with it. Don't see how tight you can wear it and still be in the message. Don't do that. Don't cheapen the morals of this message. Young boys, don't wear them shorts out on them ball games and out on them streets. Don't cheapen the church. Is that all right, friends? We claim a standard of the word for you. Let's don't cheapen it. God help me, Lord. God help me, Lord. Not to see just how close to the edge we can walk. But let's see how close to the wall we can get. And let me tell you something. They'll respect you when you stand for what you believe. They may not agree with you. They may even laugh at you. But in their heart, they will respect you.
Amen.
The word loses its effect upon these people because their attitude stops the seed of the word from dropping into their heart. No one ever come to Christ in the right attitude, but what went away with what they asked for.
Praise the Lord.
No one, see, no one. Humbly asking, believing, Lord, I'm sick. You're my healer. The doctor says there's no hope, but even now, Lord, whatever you say, that's the way it will be.
Amen.
Hattie Wright said, that's nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
The old possum laid at the doorstep for the prophet to pray for it. Because he knew that's where he could find help.
Amen.
He humbled himself down and laid before that man's door. And the prophet said God passed over a mini spastic child on his prayer list. Oh God, friends. God help me. That my attitude towards the word is perfect.
Amen.
That my attitude towards my brother is pleasing to God. If they draw me out, I just draw a bigger circle. Draw them back in. I come with the right attitude. I'm sick. You're my healer, Lord. Help me. Let me read you a couple quotes here. I'll close. Listen to this. I thought it was so astounding. Brother Danny, we've been down among the Spanish people. In some of those meetings there, see God just heal the people miraculously right there in the service. We've been talking about the Spanish people. Said the Spanish people, you're humble. You're willing to eat or just take the crumbs or whatever. You come in that attitude. And that's the reason you get healed. That's the reason you're healed, because you come humble. Anyone who comes stiff-necked will never receive nothing from God. You've got to see how low that you can get. And then Christ will heal you. That's right. Or he will save you. Or he will give you the Holy Ghost. If you'll just humble yourself down. It's up to him, see. Not he to you. It's your attitude to him. He's already showed his attitude to us. If he ever healed one person, he showed us his attitude towards us. Now listen to this quote right here. I just wept when I found this quote. There was a woman that couldn't hardly walk. And this man needed something from God. But he took this woman and helped her into the prayer line. And he thought, I'll just help her through the prayer line, and then perhaps another night I'll get a card myself and go through. So he preferred this little woman who could hardly walk. He took her through the prayer line. He needed prayer himself, but he thought, I'll go back later. I'll help her. Now watch. He brings this woman up. He brings this woman up before Brother Branham. And Brother Branham prays for her, and he gets ready to leave. And Brother Branham says this, stay right here, brother. Stay right here, brother. Father, bless my dear brother and heal him. Satan, loose him now in the name of the Lord Jesus, for I ask you to leave this man. All right, my brother, there you are. Now, you did not have a prayer card. But now that man did not want to come ahead of anybody. Just walking her. She was so feeble. But when I come here and caught that on him, he said, I'm going to try to get in the prayer line later. A man with that attitude deserves to be in the prayer line. That's right. Because he said, I'll prefer my brother. I'll prefer my sister. I'll go through some of them later. She needs it. And Brother Reb said, wait a minute, brother. I caught that on you. One of the most powerful churches that's ever existed is when our thinking and our souls and our attitudes are all lined up. God help us tonight. Watch on the platform sometime in a healing service. Brother Harry come, other brothers come. What's the attitude they come in? Here the other night, I remember the lady come up here just about enough. Well, I didn't even have enough faith hardly to get to the platform. She'd been in prayer line after prayer line, and I know the woman wasn't going to get well. I seen her coming up there. I knew it wasn't. She didn't have the right attitude. But she come up to get well. She can't do it. I said, Lord Jesus, bless you, sister. Go and may you be healed. That's all I could say, see. But it's just not there. Why? She'd been here, she'd been there, she'd been everywhere, see. You can't do that. You've got to take God at His word. I seen her coming into the prayer line and I knew she would not be healed. Because her attitude was wrong. Oh, what would it be tonight, friends? If we would just humble ourselves down. Forget the arrogance, forget the attitude, forget the fakeness, forget all that. And just humbly say, God, I need help. God, you're my healer. God, you're my deliverer. God, I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know why this happened to my family. I don't know why I've had to deal with this all these months. But one thing I do know, Lord, you've got it all in control. Thou, O Lord, are a shield unto me. You're my glory and the lifter of my head. Amen. Amen. Do you love Him tonight? Lord, let my attitude be right, Lord. I don't want to be mean to nobody. Do you? I don't want to hurt nobody. I want to show love. Somebody criticized me one time because I baptized this woman who had a lot of trouble in her life. And they rebuked me for baptizing her. And I said, I'd rather be guilty. Brother Kenneth, I'd rather be guilty. I've given that woman grace when there was no grace than to be guilty of saying there's no grace when there was. Because I figured, Brother Terry, I could stand there that day and God said, why did you give her grace?
That's right.
Brother Skip, I could look him in the face and say, because I was trying to be like you. Because that's what you've done for me. When other people, Brother Gene, said there's no hope for Darrell Ward. My father said, yes, there is. I got a lot that I want him to do. I'm not a smart person, friends. I'm not a great preacher. I don't even claim to be, never have. But let my attitude be right. That I fought before, Lord. Don't let me say something to do something that would hinder someone. Because, friends, I don't know what I'd do if I call someone the Mr. Healing. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. I just, years ago when I first started preaching, these people wouldn't come to church when I preached. And it hurt. Because I'd go without food. I'd fast. I'd lock myself in a room, stay away from my family.
try to get something I thought that would help the people. I remember one day I was crying. I was driving down an old country road. I was getting ready to cross the bridge. And I was crying. I said, Lord, I don't preach so people don't want to come to church. I preach so they will come to church.
Yeah.
I said, maybe I should just quit, Lord. I don't know. I'm just telling you. I'm just pouring my heart out to God. And I saw like a movie. That's the only way I know to describe it. It was just like looking at a movie. And I saw all these people between me and Happy Valley. And a voice spoke to me. Said, it shall come to pass that they will say, when are we going to get to hear you preach?
Yeah.
And years went by. And just the other day out in the vestibule, a brother walked up to me and said, when are we going to get to hear you preach? Yeah. Lord, help my... How many won't say up with their attitude tonight? Let's just close. Let's just bow our heads. Lord, maybe I shouldn't have told that. I don't know, Lord. Forgive me if I shouldn't have told that, Lord. But it was a long time ago. And Father, I want to live the kind of life, Lord, that my attitude would be pleasing to you. Lord, that my positive attitude of believing your word would create an atmosphere that others, Lord, that would maybe sick, maybe they were weak, that our attitude, Lord, could lift him up. Lord, let me be willing to humble myself down to come before you, Lord, and to be honest. Say, God, I just messed up. I'm sorry, Lord. To humble ourselves down and say, Lord, I just need help. I'm sick, Lord. I'm scared, Lord. I've got this phobia, Lord. I've got a fear, Lord. I just need help. I'm afraid my husband's going to die and leave me a widow. I'm afraid my wife's going to die and leave me by my... I'm afraid something's going to happen to one of my kids, Lord. I can't sleep. It just torments me. God, I just need help. Lord, let us be willing in your presence, Lord. For your prophet said, and I believe him to be true, just as true as Brother Seth come and got that $20 out of my pocket, I believe your promises are just that true, Lord. You've already wrote them in your word. He said, seek and you shall find. Ask and it shall be given to you. You also said in your word, you have not because you ask not. And if you do ask, you just ask haphazardly or amiss. Oh God, let us not be that way, Lord. To ask you to help us one night and then the next morning try to work it out ourselves. But Lord, if we ask for your help, let us just let go of it. Let us just take our hands off of it and let you do it yourself, Lord. God, I can't save my children. Can't save our wives. We can't save our husbands, Lord. We can't do that. But let us live the right kind of attitude. Let us live, Lord, the right atmosphere. Let us create it in our home that our children would see the need for the Holy Ghost. That our husbands and our wives would see the need for the Holy Ghost. Let us live such a life that we would be so salty, Lord. That others would want to be. As a man told me one time, Lord, the greatest compliment he ever had was one guy come up to him at work. Said, I know we don't believe the same way, but I want you to know, every time I get around you, I feel the presence of Jesus Christ. Oh God, let that be said of me, Lord. Let me walk in such an atmosphere with you, dear God. When we walk into Walmart, when we walk into the Dollar Tree, wherever we would walk into, Lord, that cashier would know there's something about us that's different. Because the right attitude has created the right atmosphere. Lord, help us tonight, I pray. If you're here, friend, you want to be remembered in prayer. I just wonder if you just slip up to your feet, just raise your hand to him and say, Lord. Lord, you know my heart tonight. I don't even know, Lord, the words to say. I don't even know how to say it, Lord. But I just want to humble myself down to you tonight, God. I just want to say, God, help my attitude, Lord. Help my attitude tonight, God. Lord, let me have the right attitude. Lord, let me have the right mental attitude towards your promises. Let me have the right mental attitude towards you, dear God. Let me never get an attitude towards my brother, towards my sister. Oh, God. Oh, whenever I think of something that somebody's done to me, may I realize, Lord, may I look back on my own life and see things that I've done to other people, Lord, expecting them to forgive me. And Lord, may I be willing to forgive them also, God. Grant it, Lord Jesus, I pray tonight. Father, I know this ain't a piece of the master like Brother David preached or the invisible come invisible like Brother Donnie preached. But Lord, I believe tonight this is what we can take us home with us, Lord. I believe tonight we can come out of here with a better attitude, dear God, and have better service because your prophet said, if we get those three things perfect before you, our thinking, our souls, and our attitude, we'll be one of the most powerful churches that ever existed. God, I believe that's the truth tonight. This capability is within our hands, dear God. But we must come with the right attitude. We must be willing to say, Lord, help me tonight. Grant it, Father, I pray, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is that your prayer to him tonight, friends? Just lift your hearts and your hands up to him tonight. Say, oh Lord, you're my healer, God. You're my God. You're my comfort. You're my joy. You're my shield. You're my buckler. You're my friend, God. You're my all in all. I just acknowledge you tonight, Lord. I just lift you up. I just humble myself down before you, Lord. I'm going to adopt those seeds of promise into my heart, God. I'm going to nurture them, dear Lord, with a positive attitude. I'm going to speak positive things, dear Lord. I'm going to live above it, dear God. I'm going to live above the negativity that's around this world, God. I'm going to live above it, dear God. The darkness and the gloom and the depression. I can live above it, Lord. God, as I heard your prophet say there yesterday, God, that we live a million miles beneath our privilege. I thought, oh God, how many times have we heard that? But what have we ever done about it, Lord? We're living a million miles. He didn't say we lived a mile beneath our privilege. He said we lived a million miles beneath our privileges. I thought, oh God, help us, Lord, to climb higher in your word, dear God, tonight. Father, if we're living that far down, there must be a way to get up there, Lord. There must be a way to come up to the standard. There must be a way to come up to where we should be with you tonight, God. Grant it, oh God, I pray. Oh, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Let me see you, Lord. Amen. Are you sick tonight? How many believes God to hear your prayer? Are you sick? Just lay hands on one another. It's getting late, friends. I'm sorry I kept you so long. But I know it's got school tomorrow, but just quickly. If you have a need tonight, how many sick in body believe God to heal you? Amen. Amen. Just hold it there just a moment. Believe with all your heart. Almighty God tonight, Father. I believe in praying for the sick. I believe these signs shall follow them that believe tonight. Lord, we come humbly before you, Lord. But even the promise of your word is true. And you see the need of my brother, my sister tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. May your spirit move upon them tonight by the same anointing that gave Christine her leg back. Oh God, may that anointing tonight fall upon the people, dear God. And may they receive what they have need of tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, you're defeated tonight. You're nothing but a bluff. My Lord hath defeated you at Calvary. I rebuke you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Take your hands off of God's property. We receive our healing tonight. We receive it tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke oppression. We rebuke depression tonight. We rebuke fear tonight in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God. Satan, you're a liar. You're lying to him tonight. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ for the glory of God tonight. for the glory of God tonight. Thou art my shield. Thou art my buckler. Thou art my God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Receive it, my brother. Receive it, my sister. Receive the promise of the word tonight. Adopt it into your heart. Go out rejoicing. Go out believing. Go out receiving tonight. And may it be according to your faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. For no one has come to God with the right attitude but what's received what they've asked for. No one. That's thus saith the words of the prophet. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I believe it, Lord God. I believe the promise is true tonight. And I receive it, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you believe it tonight?
Amen.
How many believe God's heard your prayer? Say amen.
Amen.
How many believe it's over tonight? Say amen.
Amen.
Is God real?
Amen.
Is God true?
Amen.
Is God here?
Amen.
Amen. Are we God's people?
Amen.
Amen. God's word is true tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, we worship him just for a second. I know you've got to go home, but let's just for one second now. Let's just worship God. Amen.
Oh, thou,
oh Lord,
art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Oh, thou, oh Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Oh, thou, oh Lord, art a shield for me. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, oh Lord, art a shield for me. That trouble me. Many are the demon spirits that rise against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for you in God. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me out of his holy ear. I lay me down and I slept. When I awakened, the precious, precious Holy Ghost sustained me. You are the glory.
Hallelujah. Do you love Him tonight? Amen. You want to stay and worship God just for a moment? You're welcome. Sorry I kept you so long. Forgive me that tonight. But oh my, let our attitudes be right, friends. Let us bear one another. We're a band of brothers. Let's stand together, friends. We've bumped around in the backyard long enough. Let's move to the front yard. The hour is at hand. Be brave. Our Lord has not forsaken us. Amen. God richly bless you. Go in the fear of the Lord tonight. You want to stay and worship? You're welcome to. We can sing a couple more times, can't we, Brother Harry? Amen. Oh, I feel good in my spirit tonight.
Amen.
Ooh. Amen. I just love the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I was in Missouri one time. A man come up and said, Brother, I want you to pray for my son. He's an alcoholic. There's a sister sitting on the piano. And she heard what the brother said. Her sister was an alcoholic. And she said, God, if you can heal that man's son of alcohol, I know you can heal my sister TJ of alcohol. And TJ at home, she later testified. Said she got up and went to the cabinet to get another fifth of liquor out. Said she broke the seal and all of a sudden something come over. And she poured it down the sink. The last time I saw TJ, she was sober. Oh, isn't he wonderful? I was in service one time, a woman come up dragging her leg just like it. Her mouth was drawn up to the side. She said, I want you to pray for me. I've had a stroke. So we prayed for her. You know what she did? She turned around and drug herself off just like that. And the devil said, see there, you don't even know how to pray. You know what I told the devil? I'm not the healer, God is. He told me just to pray, Brother Terry. I did what God told me. It's totally up to God now. About a year later, I was down there. This woman come in carrying deer. She went out. She came in carrying potatoes. She went out. She came in. I said, do I know you? She said, yes, you do. I said, was you here last year when I was preaching? She said, yes, I was. I said, didn't you come in the prayer line and you was dragging your right side? She said, yes, I was. I said, you're doing real good now, ain't you? She said, yes, I am. Oh, friend. He's wonderful tonight. Amen. You just believe, brother. He's wonderful tonight. Amen. Let's sing it. God bless you richly. You go in the fear of the Lord. You have to leave. You won't stay in worship just for a minute. May God richly bless you. Do you love Him tonight? Amen. Amen. God bless you.
I will not be afraid of 10,000s of demons. Every evil spirit may rise up against me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of demons that encamp themselves against me.
glory and the lifter of my head. Oh, thou art here for me. You the glory and the lifter of my head. You the glory and you the lifter of my head. Trouble me. Many are demon spirits that rise against me. Many there be which say of my soul,
say of my soul,
there is no help,
there is no
for you,
for you,
God.
change my life as we stand on your word, Holy Spirit. Spirit, rain, rain, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain. Become my friend. How I need your touch once again. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rain down.
Let your voice be. We stand on your word, Spirit.
Be thou strong and very courageous. Dispossess the inhabitants of your land. I have given you this promise, and it's time to take a stand. You've got to kick the devil off your mountain. You're predestined and ordained. And little by little, you'll gain the victory. Little by little, you can win every battle. Little by little, you'll gain the victory. And I've set boundaries around you. They will stretch from sea to shining sea. And little by little, you'll gain the victory. You have rights in the Holy Spirit. He's the captain of all the host. and I've set boundaries all around you. They will stretch from sea to sea, and little by little, you'll gain the victory. Little by little, you can win every battle. And little by little, you gain the victory. And I've set boundaries around you. They will stretch from sea to shining sea. And little by little, you'll gain the victory.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of God.
The trials of this world, we're getting much too closer. The pull I felt was more than I could bear. And I was on the verge of just giving over. The strength within myself just wasn't there. But something keeps holding me. Helping me faithfully to overcome my eyes, guiding me constantly, giving me victory. It's a reality, for something keeps holding me. To lay before me his temptation. It was his desire to steal away my faith and my joy and my hope. But I have found in time a little wheel that keeps on turning. It was just what I needed to keep me in this grace. Something keeps holding me. I know it's true every day. Helping me faithfully. Lord, you help me overcome my trials, guiding me constantly. Yeah. Every day I now can see it's a reality, because Jesus, Jesus is holding me. Listen. Trials of this world.
Are you there?
we're getting much closer. The pull I felt was more than I could handle on myself and on my own. And I was right on the verge of just giving over.
Amen.
He stepped right in and told me, humble yourself.
Helping me overcome each and every trial.
Guiding me constantly. He's giving me victory.
Yeah.
He's my reality because something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding me. Something keeps holding me. I can now overcome each and every trial. Constantly giving me victory. He's my reality because Jesus is holding me. Jesus, Jesus, oh, there's just something about your name. Master, Savior,
fragrance after rain. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. You hear that, devil? Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms, oh, they'll there's just something eternal and everlasting about, oh, my Savior's name. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Has kept me another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Old Pentecostal song. Has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. Has kept me. Another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me, another week that the Lord has kept me, another week that the Lord has kept me, oh Lord. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me, oh, I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me, oh, I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil, and my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. God bless you. Now, oh, just before those heaven doors close, just before those heaven doors close, oh, I'm gonna run to get inside those gates, oh, just before those heaven doors close, amen. Oh, just before they call my name, oh, just before they call my name, oh, I'm gonna run to
get inside those gates just before they call my name.
Amen.
Oh, just before they crown him king. Oh, just before they crown him king. Oh, I'm gonna run to get inside those gates just before they crown him king. Oh, just before those heaven doors close. Oh, just before those heaven doors close. Oh, I'm gonna run to get inside those gates. Oh, just before those heaven doors close. It's Wednesday night. Oh, just before those heaven doors close. Oh, just before those heaven doors close. Oh, I'm gonna run to get inside those gates just before those heaven doors close. I got a new name over in Zion, and it's mine, all mine. I've got a new name over in Zion, and it's mine, all mine. I've got a new walk over in Zion, and it's mine, church, it's mine, all mine. I've got a new walk, and it's over in Zion, and it's mine, all mine. I've got a new name over in Zion, and it's mine, so enough it's mine. I've got a new name over in Zion, and it's mine, it's mine, it's mine.